Let's talk about protecting our wealth. Everyone wants to buy crypto right now with the pullback of major platforms and low prices, but people don't know which platform to use. One by one, crypto trading platforms are declaring bankruptcy or getting hacked. Coinbase recently admitted that investors could lose all their coins if they go bankrupt. That's why security is my digital money number one priority. With my digital money, your funds are locked. Your money is not being used by us or anyone else. It's in a trust. It is held in cold storage in ex-military bunkers disconnected from the web, keeping your investments safe from hacks. Major cryptocurrencies are starting to recover, but haven't gone back to their all-time high. So if you're interested in investing, right now is a great buying opportunity. When it comes to your money, you deserve a company that will respect and secure money the same way you do. Visit MyDigitalMoney.com and receive $50 sign-up bonus for qualified accounts. Terms apply, MyDigitalMoney.com. Let's talk about being prepared. Friends, the entire world is experiencing food shortages. Supply chain breakdowns continue to have a domino effect on everything, especially food production. Farmers can't plant as many crops now because of fertilizer shortages, forced regulations, and high fuel prices. This will cause more painful food shortages when we run out of food we're eating now. Food takes time to grow, so when farmers don't plant, months later, we don't eat. That's why we need to prepare for an increasing number of food shortages. And the best way is to invest in Ready Hour emergency food from My Patriot Supply. It's a perfect hedge against skyrocketing prices and shortages. Right now, save $50 on a four-week food kit from My Patriot Supply. Go to preparewithx22.com and get your $50 savings on four-week emergency food kits that average over 2,000 calories per day. That's preparewithx22.com. Those who know what's coming are getting prepared now. Shouldn't you go to preparewithx22.com. Let's talk about our health. Have you ever wondered why we visibly age? A big factor is a protein called collagen, or should I say the lack of. Pay close attention. Many studies have discovered that our collagen levels decrease 10% every decade. Think of collagen as the glue that holds us together. The less you have, the more visible your signs of aging you may see. You don't know it yet, but in the next 30 seconds, you're going to learn how to help reduce those visible signs of aging. The secret is using collagen, and it's the closest thing to the fountain of youth I've found. This amazing product helps rejuvenate your skin from the inside out by supplying it with five specific types of collagen your body desperately needs. With it, you'll help restore your skin's elasticity while reducing the appearance of wrinkles. It has already helped thousands of satisfied customers. Stop and ask yourself, where will you be in 1 year if you don't start taking collagen now? Try it risk-free for 60 days simply by going to healthwithx22.com. This is time-sensitive, so hurry. After entering your details, you'll receive yours delivered right to your doorstep in just a few short days. Let's talk about protecting your wealth. Noble Gold CEO Colin Plume thinks quantitative tightening is setting up the stage for a gold rally. In his interview with the National Desk, Plume said the tightening is pushing the dollar up. However, he predicts that by next year, the Fed will print money again to restart economic activities. If you're thinking of gold and silver right now, Noble Gold is giving a free 1/10 ounce gold American Eagle coin with every eligible IRA and 401k in September. You can't go wrong with Noble Gold. Call the team now at 877-646-5347. That is 877-646-5347 or visit noblegoldinvestments.com. Let's talk about our health. Are you among the diet resistant? We've been told forever that diet and exercise are the keys to weight loss, but that doesn't work for everybody, especially after we reach the ages of 35 to 50, where any expert will agree that weight loss becomes much harder. You don't know it yet, but in the next 30 seconds, you're going to learn how to help skyrocket energy levels, boost your metabolism, and help reach your weight loss goals quicker. Now listen closely. The secret is elevating your ketone levels with an amazing new keto powder. It boosts your metabolism, helping make your weight management efforts easier than ever. To further reinforce the fact, it has thousands of satisfied customers. Stop and ask yourself how you'll look in 1 year if you don't start taking this amazing keto powder right now. Try it today risk-free for 60 days simply by going to ketowithx22.com. This is time-sensitive, so hurry. After entering your details, you receive your bag delivered to your doorstep in a few short days. Hi, and welcome. You're listening to the X22 Report. My name is Dave, and this is episode 2884, and today's date is September 26, 2022, and the title of the episode is, It is Always Good to be Underestimated. The Old Guard is in the Process of Being Destroyed. Let's get right into the economic collapse news. Now, the deep state, the corrupt politicians, the private West Central Bank, the World Economic Forum. As we can see, their plan is completely falling apart. The people of this world, they are waking up to the lies. They're waking up to the plan. They're waking up to the agenda. They're just waking up, and they're starting to see very, very clearly. I do believe Trump and the Patriots in the very beginning wanted people to see everything play out in real time, where there was no noise, there was no cover story, no war, no pandemic, no global economic shutdown. because when you remove all the noise and you remove all the clutter, what can you see? You can see everything very, very clearly. And I do believe that's exactly what is happening right now. And the people of this country and around the world, they're waking up like we've never seen before. And now they're pushing back. Because remember what the private was, the central bank, the World Economic Forum, what they wanted to do. They wanted everyone to have a vaccine passport. They wanted everyone to eat bugs. They didn't want people eating meat. This is why they started to create fake meat. They didn't want people to own anything. And I think the people now are starting to realize their agenda, because we're starting to see the people push back on certain things. And I do believe this is just the beginning of it all. And people, as they look back in time now, they're starting to realize that these individuals like Biden and Newsom and the rest, they all lie to the people. They never do the things they say they were going to do. And as time goes on, people start to see the truth. I'll give you an example. Remember when Gavin Newsom, and let's go back in time a little bit to 2008. Remember when he was out there and he vowed to end homelessness in San Francisco in 10 years? Well, let me ask you a question. That was 2008. 10 years is 2018. We're in 2022, going into 2023. How does the homeless situation look in San Francisco, LA, and the rest of California? Does it look like he got rid of it? That he fixed the problem? Or did the homeless situation, did that get a lot worse? Well, I think the people see the truth of the matter. I think the people see that the homelessness in California is off the charts. People haven't seen it this bad since what, 2008? Absolutely. And people are starting to realize, hey, you lied this entire time. You had 10 years to fix this problem, and the problem got worse. And everything else that you're doing in this state is going to turn out the same exact way. And that's what people are seeing. Just like the people are seeing the economy completely fall apart. Remember, Trump warned us. He said, listen, if this person who overthrew a duly elected president, who cheated in the election, if this person gets into office, what you're going to see is you're going to see a depression and an economy collapse like we've never seen before. We're going to see the stock market come down. It's going to be a complete and utter disaster, because this is what happens when you have someone that cheats in an election and overthrows the United States government. We've seen this in every single country, because in the other countries where the deep state, the private central bank, when they went into these countries and they started a color revolution and they overthrew the government there and they replaced the government with their puppet government, everyone now can see very, very clearly what happened in those countries. The countries completely fell apart. The economy fell apart. It was a complete and utter disaster. And that's what we're seeing right here in this country. The people are seeing the economy completely fall apart. They're seeing higher fuel costs, and they're starting to move up again. They're seeing inflation, and they're seeing high fuel prices. People are seeing the truth of the matter. And again, these people are experiencing it. We're all experiencing it. It's something. It's not something where they say, well, it's a percentage thing. It's, you know, it's a calculation. We don't need any of that. People see it every single day. And you know what's happening? Since food prices are going up, which is really the devaluation of the currency, people now are changing their eating habits. And I do believe this is part of the World Economic Forum and the private West Central Bank, the corrupt politicians. This is part of their agenda, because if you have inflation and real food becomes very expensive, what do people normally do? They go ahead and they say, okay, we're going to get the cheaper stuff. I'm not going to eat that meat anymore. I'm not going to eat this. I'm going to get cheaper stuff. And as things get way too expensive, what happens? People start to look for alternatives. And I do believe this is exactly what's happening right now. People now are struggling because food prices are moving up. Their salaries are going down. People now are not dining out. They're not going to the high-end grocery stores. They're skimping on the food that they are purchasing. They're buying less quality. And I do believe the private West Central Bank, the World Economic Forum, the corrupt politicians, this is exactly what they want. Just like with fuel prices moving up. They want people to say, oh no, this is too expensive. I need an electric car. But the people now are pushing back, because remember, at the same time all this is happening, and this is not just a coincidence, all of a sudden they introduced what? Fake meat. You know, the impossible meat and all this fake stuff that they put out there. They did this on purpose because they knew the real meat and the real food was going to become too expensive, and they can give you this artificial junk which would eventually lead you into bugs. And the people now are rejecting the artificial meat. fake meat sales are down 10.5% in 2022 due to the perception problem and high prices. People are looking at the meat saying this is not good for us, and we believe that this is associated with wokeness. And we don't want to purchase this meat anymore, which tells you everything you need to know, which tells you the agenda of the World Economic Forum, the agenda of the corrupt politicians, the private central bank. It is not working on the people, because the people now are pushing back. The people now are saying, you know something? Whoa, just a minute here. What's going on? We're seeing that food prices are getting expensive, but we don't want to eat this fake crap. We don't want the things that Bill Gates is pushing and everyone else. We want the real food. And I do believe in the end, the people are going to continue to push back and we're going to see change. And it's happening around the world right now. Look what's happening in Italy and Sweden and many other countries. The people are looking at the situation. They're looking at the economy and they're saying, listen, we can't continue down this path. Or if we do, we're going to destroy ourselves. So we need to make a change right now. And that's what the world is going through right now. They're making the change, they're waking up, and they're not going along with the private, what's the central bank, they're not going along with the World Economic Forum. They are now shifting away. They're going to eventually shift away from the fiat currency. Yes, we know that the private, what's the central bank, the World Economic Forum, they want to bring us into the central bank digital currency. The people, though, are going to see the difference. They're awake now. And they're going to say, we are not doing this on our watch. We're not going into an area where you're going to have complete and utter control of every single thing that we do in our life. And if you don't like what we're doing, just like parents, they're going to shut you down because they're going to punish you. The people are adults. The people are going to say, we don't need a private Western central bank, a government that does this. We're already starting to see that they're doing this, and we don't want this to continue, and we don't want them having control over what we want to purchase or what we want to spend our money on. And I do believe the people are going to push back very, very hard. And as the crisis continues on and it gets worse and worse, and they see that these individuals, just like Newsom, who said he was going to get rid of homelessness, which he never did, as they watch these corrupt politicians, the private Western Central Bank, the World Economic Forum, create this, they already have the solutions, but create the solutions to help us in this situation, the people are going to see through this, and the people are going to reject it, and the people are going to say, we are not headed in this direction. We're going to head in the direction where we are in control, where we decide who creates our currency. And I do believe this is going to be a major, major shift as we move forward. And the people are going to see the truth of the matter. You know what's very interesting? The president of El Salvador right now, he is trolling the Bank of England. And Bullion Bitcoin B has put this out on Telegram. And there's a first tweet that says, and this is coming from the president of El Salvador. And he says, I'm really concerned about Bank of England printing money out of thin air. And then he responded to this and says, told you, Bank of England, because the Bank of England right now, they are printing, just like the Fed is printing, just like the EU is printing, and they're all forecasting a deep recession or most likely a depression. Now, remember, this individual, he took some of the country's wealth and brought it into Bitcoin. And yes, we're still on a fiat system. We're still living in a private Western central bank illusionary economy. But this individual and many other people, they realize, even with gold and silver and Bitcoin, they realize that once the fiat system continually goes down this path and you see the fiat currency inflate, which means the value of the currency continually loses value over time, these individuals, and there's a lot of central banks that are buying gold, and there's a lot of countries that are investing in Bitcoin. There's a lot of people investing in Bitcoin, a lot of people investing in gold and silver. All of these people are protecting their wealth with this. And this is exactly what he's doing. A lot of people get confused. They're like, well, oh, gold is not doing anything, not like the stock market. Oh, really? The stock market's coming down, by the way. Oh, gold and silver, they're not doing. Oh, Bitcoin, look, it came down. Remember, this is all pegged to the private Western Central Bank illusionary fiat system. That's why you see things move up and down. But if you really look very closely in what's going on here, once the fiat system, and if you can look at Argentina going back in time, you can look at Weimar Germany going back in time. Once the currency becomes devalued where it's worth absolutely nothing, the people are going to look for a safe haven. And it's going, the Bitcoin, gold, silver, it's going to detach itself from the fiat currency. This is what the countries, this is what people at financial institutions are doing right now, because they realize what's happening. And yes, these central banks, they're going to continue to print and print and print. Remember, this is part of their agenda. I do believe Trump and the Patriots, they knew the agenda. They knew the playbook from the very beginning. They knew, just like Trump told us, that if Biden gets into office, what's going to happen? We're going to see a depression. We're going to see the economy collapse. We're going to see the stock market collapse. We're going to see a complete and utter disaster. How does he know this? How does he know that the economy is going to do this? Think about it for a second. This is all part of the plan to bring us into the next phase, which means that the private West central bank system that we're in today, it is now being destroyed by the private West central bank. Optics are very important. Why should he come out and destroy it when he knew the private West central bank was going to destroy it from the very beginning to bring us into the Great Reset? Allow them to do it, allow the people to see it, and allow the people to understand what's going on, and allow the people to see their currency devalue, because this is a huge wake-up call when your currency devalues. Because when you're sitting there and you're going, you know, the American dollar, which is not really the American dollar, the Federal Reserve note, well, this has been around for a very long time and nothing's ever going to happen to it. Well, really, go back in time. You know how many countries there were where they had the reserve currency and they completely collapsed on themselves? Well, as people watch their value of their currency decline, it wakes a lot of people up, because it's very difficult to convince someone when you're just going to say, by the way, you know all that money you have in the bank, you know all the dollars that you have, well, it's going to inflate into absolutely nothing. It's going to devalue and it's going to be worth absolutely nothing. People wouldn't believe it. People would say, that's absolutely craziness. I've never heard of such crazy talk in my entire life. But now, as time goes on and it gets worse and worse, and yes, right after the midterms, you're going to see it get a lot worse. You're going to see the economy crumble apart. And this is not to hurt people, but we need to get out of the private West central bank system. They're not just going to say, hey, you know something? You want out? You guys got it. We're just going to leave and that's that. The private West central bank, they are going to fight to the very, very end. They're going to use every trick in the book and they're going to try to stop everyone from leaving their system, because they want everyone to go into the central bank digital currency. They want everyone to go into the Great Reset. So what did Trump have to do? He had to force their hand. He had to push them into the agenda that they always wanted to do. And he needed it to be accelerated so people could see it very clearly. Now, as they do it, the people can see exactly what they're doing. And this is why the people are rejecting the fake meat. This is why people are rejecting the central bank digital currency. This is why people are waking up now, because now people can see the accelerated plan. They can see it very clearly. And the people, in the end, they're going to say, okay, the money that I had in the bank, the money that I had in my 401k, the money that I had in the stock market, it's all losing value and my wealth is completely disappearing. This is when people really, really wake up. This is when people say, well, I need to do something different. I just can't allow this to continue on. I need to protect myself in a certain way. And this is when people say, you know something? I've been hearing about gold. I've been hearing about how gold is an insurance policy. I've been hearing about silver, and I've actually been hearing about Bitcoin. Maybe I should be looking into this. And I do believe as people hit the precipice and people start to realize that they're losing their wealth, they're losing the purchasing power of the fiat currency because it's devaluing, that's when people really start to wake up, and that's when people actually make a change. They're not doing it to say, you know something, I really want a really great investment. You know what they're doing at this point? Because it's completely different. See, in the beginning, people go, oh, you're investing in Bitcoin? You're investing in gold? No. See, today, it's a different world. Today, the people see the devaluation of the currency. The people aren't saying, oh, you're investing in gold, you're investing in Bitcoin. No, people are saying, oh, I see what you're doing. You're protecting yourself because the currency is devaluing and you're going into alternative currencies. I see what's happening right now. So you're just basically transitioning from this fiat currency that's devaluing into something that's a little bit more stable and actually might weather the storm and protect my wealth. That's what people now are talking about. And I do believe this is going to continue to change as time goes on. And you're going to see a lot of countries and a lot of institutions, a lot of people start to move some of their wealth into alternative currencies. Actually, if you notice what's been happening right now with gold, with silver, with Bitcoin, the central bank is making it a lot easier for us. Remember, they don't want people moving into the alternative currency. So what do? They suppress it. They push it down. They make people think, oh, this is where I shouldn't go. I shouldn't go into gold and silver. I shouldn't go into Bitcoin. I shouldn't go into everything. Look, oh my God, look where it is right now. Think about what they did back in 2008, 2009, 2010, 2011. Gold went up to 1900 and they had to suppress it and they brought it down to 1050. And a lot of people said, see, I told you, I'm never investing in gold. But you know what the smart people did? They said, oh, this is fantastic. Thank you, central bank. Thank you for doing this. You know why? Because now it's cheap. Now I can actually transition my fiat currency into gold. And I'm going to do this with gold. I'm going to do it with silver and even Bitcoin. And people, they started to wake up and they started to realize what was happening. Now, the other people, they said, oh, I'm never going to do this. And here we are today where gold is up, what, $700 compared to going back to 2010, 2011, I think people are starting to realize and people are starting to understand the truth of the matter now. And as people hit the currency precipice, that's when people are going to start to really wake up and people start to understand what's really going on. And when you see the market come down, when you see the currency devalue, when you see that you can't afford fuel, you can't afford food, you can't afford any of this, this is when people start to make the move. And I do believe this is exactly what is happening right now. We're at that stage where people are watching this very carefully. And yes, they might be moving a little bit in here into gold, a little bit more into Bitcoin, just to protect themselves. And I think as time goes on, you're going to see a lot more of this. And the central bank, their agenda is to keep everyone away from it. I don't think it's going to work this time around because everything has been accelerated and the devaluation of the currency is happening very, very quickly. And I do believe the people, they're going to wake up because of this. Let's talk about protecting your wealth. Noble Gold CEO Colin Plume thinks quantitative tightening is setting up the stage for a gold rally. In his interview with the National Desk, Plume said the tightening is pushing the dollar up. However, he predicts that by next year, the Fed will print money again to restart economic activities. If you're thinking of gold and silver right now, Noble Gold is giving a free 1/10 ounce gold American Eagle coin with every eligible IRA and 401k in September. You can't go wrong with Noble Gold. Call the team now at 877-646-5347. That is 877-646-5347. Or visit noblegoldinvestments.com. Let's talk about our health. Are you among the diet resistant? We've been told forever that diet and exercise are the keys to weight loss, but that doesn't work for everybody, especially after we reach the ages of 35 to 50, where any expert will agree that weight loss becomes much harder. You don't know it yet, but in the next 30 seconds, you're going to learn how to help skyrocket energy levels, boost your metabolism, and help reach your weight loss goals quicker. Now listen closely. The secret is elevating your ketone levels with an amazing new keto powder. It boosts your metabolism, helping make your weight management efforts easier than ever. To further reinforce the fact, it has thousands of satisfied customers. Stop and ask yourself how you'll look in 1 year if you don't start taking this amazing keto powder right now. Try it today risk-free for 60 days simply by going to ketowithx22.com. This is time-sensitive, so hurry. After entering your details, you receive your bag delivered to your doorstep in a few short days. Now, the deep state, the corrupt politicians, fake news, big tech, the puppet masters, everything that they've been doing from the very, very beginning, Trump and the Patriots, what they have done is they've pulled the curtain back and they exposed the agenda of the deep state players. They actually allowed the people to see the truth of the matter, who these people really are, their true agenda, and let the people decide in which direction we're going to go. And this is not just happening here in this country, but it's happening worldwide. And I do believe Trump and the Patriots, they needed the people of the world to start to come together and understand what the deep state, what the World Economic Forum, the private central bankers, the deep state players, what their entire agenda was. And people wouldn't be able to see this if there was chaos, if there was noise, if there was a war, if there was a pandemic where everyone was shut down and people weren't allowed to go out of their house and they were afraid and the global economy was completely falling apart. People wouldn't be able to see this. But think about what we have been witnessing this entire time. We've been witnessing the agenda of the deep state. We've been watching everything that they want to do. And the people are pushing back. The people are seeing it. They're rejecting it. And they're pushing back. And think about how this all started. We had the critical race theory in schools, and then, of course, it morphed into pedophilia and things like and gender identity, and the parents started to get involved. And the parents said, absolutely not. This is not what we want. And this spread across the country, across the world, and then add on top of that, you see the economy, you see what's happening here in the United States at the borders, and the other countries also have border problems with the illegals coming in, and the country and the people around the world, they started to recognize the agenda of the deep state, of the corrupt politicians, the criminal syndicate, and the people started to say, you know something, we need to take back control and we need to destroy the old guard. We can't allow this to continue on. And I do believe this is exactly what we've been watching and witnessing, because look what's happening out in Italy. Look what's happening out in Sweden. Look what's happening out in Canada. Look what's happening out in France. Movements are being built right now, and they're growing and growing and growing, which means the criminal syndicate is in trouble. And this is why they're out there panicking. This is why they're out there telling everyone, oh, it's nationalism. It's people that really want their rights. They're panicking because the people now are speaking up. They thought, hey, we got it made. We're going to keep these people sleeping. They won't even know what's going on. If we have enough noise, enough chaos, people would never recognize our true agenda. But what has happened here is that people have recognized their true agenda, and now it is failing, not just here in the United States, but worldwide. The new movement of We the People, it is growing and it's getting stronger and stronger every single day. And the criminal syndicate doesn't know what to do. Actually, they are desperate now. They're working out of panic. They're working out of fear. And everything that they say, everything that they talk about when they talk about fascism, when they talk about Nazis, when they talk about all of these different socialism, and they point the finger at Trump, they point the finger at his followers, they point the finger at everyone else. They're really talking about themselves, because this was their true agenda, and they're trying to project everything that they were trying to do onto everyone else, because now people are starting to figure it out. People are starting to realize what's really going on, and their entire agenda is completely failing. Actually, what you're witnessing right now across the world, it is the destruction of the old guard. Now, if everyone thought, oh, we were going to destroy the old guard in like a split second, it doesn't work that way. Trump, the Patriots, and other leaders around the world, they needed the people to see the truth of the matter. And as time goes on and people saw the true agenda, this is when people wake up. This is when people say, enough is enough. We need something different. We need to elect someone else into office, and we need to do it in a way where we are the majority and we can override their system that cheats. And that is what's happening around the globe right now. And the movements in all different countries are building, and it's getting stronger and stronger. That is what we're witnessing right now. The deep state, they're in trouble. They're in trouble, and they know that their crimes that they've been committing for a very long time, they're going to be exposed to the entire world. This is why they're trying to cover everything up. And this is why they're panicking like we've never seen before. Remember, they're not hiding in the shadows anymore. They're not pretending, oh, we're the FBI, we're good law enforcement. Oh, we're the Department of Justice, and we really want justice. Oh, wait, we're politicians, and we're trying to defend the Constitution. At this point in the game, they don't care. This is why they are now showing everyone their true agenda, how they don't follow the rule of law, how they're really not following justice or anything like that. Now people can see their motives very, very clearly. and it's falling apart on them every step of the way. And especially with whistleblowers coming out now saying, yes, their instructions was to go after the everyday person. And people are seeing that too. And this does not help them. This hurts them in the end. We're going to be talking a lot more about that a little bit later. But first, it seems that Putin decided to grant former NSA contractor Edward Snowden Russian citizenship per presidential decree. Now, that is very interesting. And we know that Snowden, I don't believe he's on the up and up. I don't believe he's a good guy. I do believe he's a traitor and he's working for the deep state players. And this is why in all the different posts, we know that he went to Russia for safety. And what's very interesting about all of this, and if we go back to post 3024, this is March 11, 2019. And if you read down below, it says something very interesting. What do you have left to sell to Russia to retain your safety and security? Welcome home, Snowden. Now, does that really mean welcome home to the United States or welcome home to Russia? And I think people now are seeing that right now, that yes, he is now home in Russia. And remember, this individual, he was working with Brennan, with the CIA and many others. And I do believe a lot more information is going to be coming out very, very soon. Just like we're seeing a lot of information come out from the FBI. Now, Dan Bongino, he was interviewing an FBI whistleblower. And it turns out that the FBI whistleblower warned that the Bureau has been transformed from a law enforcement agency into an intelligence gathering operation that spies on law-abiding Americans to help advance a political agenda, and said thousands of agents and employees feel betrayed by the Bureau's leadership. And what we're seeing is we're seeing a lot of individuals in the FBI come forward to say, this isn't right. We have the people at the top, the people that are trying to orchestrate all of this, and we're not going along with this. Actually, Representative Jim Jordan says at least 14 whistleblowers have contacted his office to complain about how partisan politics has infected the Bureau and turned it against conservative Americans. And I think the people now are seeing this very, very clearly. They're starting to realize that the FBI is not the FBI that everyone believed it was. Remember, they had TV shows showing you the FBI going after criminals and going after those individuals that would do us harm. They also had TV shows about CIA. See, all that was presented. Actually, when you really look at TV, they were programming everyone to make you think that the FBI, the CIA was all there working for the American people. Actually, they did that on purpose to program people to make them think that way. Actually, the CIA, the FBI, the upper echelon, the leaders, they were doing the opposite. And now people can see this very clearly. If you really think about it, Trump, he pulled them out of the darkness and into the light. Even with the raid on Mar-a-Lago and everything that they're doing, they pulled them out of the darkness and into the light so people could see very clearly what these people's true agenda really was and is. And now people are starting to understand this. Trump, he put this out on True Social. He said the following. Thank you to Kyle Serafin. There are many whistleblowers coming out and exposing what is taking place in the FBI and the Department of Justice. It will soon be a flood. They are American heroes. And yes, it's not just the FBI, but it is the Department of Justice. They are the muscle of the deep state, of the puppet masters, and they use them against the American people. Remember, this is how it works. When you have a puppet government installed, when you cheat an election and you overthrow the government, you overthrow the duly elected president, and you put in a puppet government, you need muscle to maintain control. This is what we've seen in Libya. This is what we've seen in Lebanon, in Ukraine, and all the other countries where the puppet government was put into place. The deep state players, they used the military to maintain control there. They needed muscle. And it's the same thing that you're seeing here. It's the same thing. They used the FBI. They used the Department of Justice. And remember, they like to centralize everything. Yes, they're using DHS for the border and things like that. And they needed to centralize all this so they would have control. And now people are seeing the truth of the matter. They're seeing the true agenda. And it's not hidden anymore. And I do believe Trump and the Patriots, they needed this information to come out because sometimes people just won't believe it until they actually see it and experience it. And I think people now are starting to believe. They're starting to understand what the deep state is. And it's getting worse and worse for the deep state, because the more people that understand, the more people that wake up, it makes it a lot harder for them. They can't hide anymore. And this is going to be a huge problem for them, as we can already see. Now, the other thing that's very interesting is we can see that Mark Zuckerberg, his wealth has dropped by $70 billion after censoring Trump and pursuing idiotic metaverse. And we could see that Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, YouTube, and the rest, it seems that they're having a very difficult time. And I think it's going to get a lot worse as time goes on. Actually, Trump put this out on True Social. He said the following, and it will continue to go down because Facebook, Twitter, and all of them have become very boring and unimportant without the 200 million people in this country that are like-minded. Make America great again. Yes, the people of this country, they're shying away from these big tech platforms, and new platforms are being born and they're becoming very popular, and the people are now moving to a place where they don't have to worry about being censored. And I do believe that the deep state players, they are losing their bullhorn. Remember, their bullhorn consisted of the fake news and big tech. And then, yes, the corrupt politicians, they use both of this to push their agenda. But what's been happening now is that the truth tellers are out there. They're on different platforms. They've been telling the truth. And more people are waking up, and more people are saying, you know something? That sounds more like the truth, because you're backing it up with documentation. You're backing it up with facts compared to what big tech is telling us, where they're pointing us to an article that the fake news has written. And there are no sources. There's no facts behind it. It's all made up. And people are starting to realize, especially with the government now getting involved and telling big tech who to censor, who to ban. This is a complete and utter disaster for them. And I think people around the world, they're starting to realize this. And this is why we see this huge movement. We see the new prime minister out in Italy, Meloni. She stunned the global political establishment when her populist nationalist Fratelli d'Italia brothers of Italy swept into power just yesterday. And you could tell why she was actually voted in. This is what she said. Let's talk about being prepared. Friends, the entire world is experiencing food shortages. Supply chain breakdowns continue to have a domino effect on everything, especially food production. Farmers can't plant as many crops now because of fertilizer shortages, forced regulations, and high fuel prices. This will cause more painful food shortages when we run out of food we're eating now. Food takes time to grow, so when farmers don't plant, months later, we don't eat. That's why we need to prepare for an increasing number of food shortages. And the best way is to invest in Ready Hour emergency food from My Patriot Supply. It's a perfect hedge against skyrocketing prices and shortages. Right now, save $50 on a four-week food kit from My Patriot Supply. Go to preparewithx22.com and get your $50 savings on four-week emergency food kits that average over 2,000 calories per day. That's preparewithx22.com. Those who know what's coming are getting prepared now. Shouldn't you? Go to preparewithx22.com. Let's talk about our health. Have you ever wondered why we visibly age? A big factor is a protein called collagen, or should I say the lack of. Pay close attention. Many studies have discovered that our collagen levels decrease 10% every decade. Think of collagen as the glue that holds us together. The less you have, the more visible your signs of aging you may see. You don't know it yet, but in the next 30 seconds, you're going to learn how to help reduce those visible signs of aging. The secret is using collagen, and it's the closest thing to the fountain of youth I've found. This amazing product helps rejuvenate your skin from the inside out by supplying it with five specific types of collagen your body desperately needs. With it, you'll help restore your skin's elasticity while reducing the appearance of wrinkles. It has already helped thousands of satisfied customers. Stop and ask yourself, where will you be in 1 year if you don't start taking collagen now? Try it risk-free for 60 days simply by going to healthwithx22.com. This is time sensitive, so hurry. After entering your details, you'll receive yours delivered right to your doorstep in just a few short days. She said, please answer me this question. This is about what we are doing here today. Why is the family an enemy? Why is the family so frightening? There is a single answer to all these questions, because it defines us, because it is our identity. Because everything that defines us is now an enemy for those who would like us to no longer have an identity and to simply be perfect consumer slaves. And so they attack national identity. They attack religious identity. They attack gender identity. They attack family identity. I can't define myself as Italian, Christian, woman, mother. No. I must be citizen X, gender X, parent one, parent two. I must be a number, because when I'm only a number, when I no longer have an identity or roots, then I will be the perfect slave at the mercy of financial speculators, the perfect consumer. And people are resonating with this. The people are waking up and they're starting to realize, I see what they're doing. They're trying to strip us of our history. They're trying to strip us of our identity. And they're turning us into Pat. If you remember that SNL skit where they had Pat, is he a boy? Is he a girl? No one knows. The same thing's happening now. They don't want anyone with any type of identity. They just want you as a number. And the people are now resonating with this, and they're starting to realize we see the agenda. And it's happening in Italy. It's happening in Sweden. We see the movement out in Canada. We're starting to see it in France. This is going to build and build as time goes on. Charlie Kirk put this out on Twitter. He said the following: Trump has sparked an international movement from Brazil to Sweden to Italy. The only international movement Joe Biden ever sparked is the mass invasion of our southern border. In 2022, we turn the tide. Absolutely. The Bradford File on Twitter put this out. I love how the global ruling class is shocked when voters actually push back after having their freedoms, their savings, their businesses, and their futures destroyed for woke policies that turn everything to shit. Absolutely. And when people see this, they don't go crazy. They don't storm the streets. You know what they do? They say, okay, we're going to get together. And since we're the majority, we're going to vote these people out. We don't have to keep these people in office. And if we have the majority and we override their system, they have no chance of surviving. And this is exactly what is happening right now. Look what's happening with Russia and the sanctions. Right now, we have Hungary. They want to hold a referendum on the EU sanctions imposed on Russia. And this is coming from Prime Minister Viktor Orban. He said the sanctions were not decided democratically, but were decided by Brussels bureaucrats and European elites. And now it's time to take back control. And we're starting to see this with many, many leaders. They're going up against the criminal syndicate and they're pushing back. And the people are pushing back, which means the old guard that we know is completely being destroyed right now. It's being dismantled right in front of our eyes. And remember, Trump, he's sitting back. And this entire plan was put into motion. Remember, the United States is the shining light on the hill. The United States has a constitution like no other constitution. It was developed and created by we the people, and whatever government is in place, they must sign the contract and agree to the terms that the people are presenting. And if they break the contract and they decide to go off course, the people then can say, listen, you broke the contract. We don't need you in this position anymore. Most of the other countries don't have this. This constitution that our founding fathers created and gave to us is an incredible document. It grows over time. It stands up to time. And the people now are starting to learn that the Constitution is very important, and it is the roots of everything that made this country great. And what's really amazing about the Constitution, the founding fathers, they knew that over time things were going to change. And this is why they didn't use certain words. Just like the Second Amendment, they use words like arms and bear because they knew that weapons change. And they knew that, listen, we needed to give the people rights that they were born with. So this way, the government couldn't step in and say, oh, by the way, this was a privilege. In many of the other countries, that's what they say. Well, these are not really your rights. We could take it away at any time. So it's really a privilege. In this country, it's not like that. And if you notice, during the pandemic, when Australia, New Zealand, UK, Canada were all locking down, forcing people to take vaccines, setting up camps, saying you couldn't go outside, what happened here in the United States? Yes, it started out that way. And they tried to push the agenda, but then all of a sudden the Constitution stepped in and the judges said, well, wait a minute, if we go along with the Constitution isn't suspended if we have a pandemic. The CDC, that's not an elected body. They don't make laws. Fauci doesn't make laws. The FDA doesn't make laws. Governors don't make laws. Mayors don't make laws. So wait a minute, all of this stuff that they put forth is completely unconstitutional. And what happened? Everything started to be reversed. No, we didn't have a vaccine passport. No, we didn't have any of this. What did the other countries have to do? They had to backtrack on everything. And that's exactly what we're seeing right now. Canada right now, remember, out in Canada, they were telling you, you must get a vaccine. You must use the app. You must have a vaccine passport. We will not allow anyone in this country into our country without being vaccinated and without the app. They were arresting people or fining people. Now look at today. Canada is going to remove all COVID border requirements for all travelers, including proof of vaccination, and suspends plane and train mask requirements. Why? What's changed? Because remember, the rest of the people of the world are not vaccinated like Canada. Actually, the rest of the world, most of the countries, they're not vaccinated. So what's changed here? Why did they have to back off? Was it because people weren't going to Canada? They were losing a lot of money? Because the rest of the world, they started to back off because the United States found everything was completely unconstitutional and they couldn't move forward with their plan? Yes, because of all of this. And now, look, everyone in Canada, that app that people used, their lockdowns, the push for vaccines, now they're just letting anyone in there and it doesn't matter. Really think about this for a second. And I think people are starting to realize this and they're starting to understand what's really going on. And they're starting to say, you know something, this didn't even make sense from the very beginning. And now people are thinking to themselves, what really changed? What happened? Because remember, here in the United States, we used to wear masks on the plane. The CDC, the scientists, they didn't come out and say, listen, we got the peer review document. Everything's okay now. You don't have to wear the mask on the plane. Everything's good. They didn't do that. A federal judge said it was completely unconstitutional, and all of a sudden masks were gone, and the CDC and the Biden administration said, listen, we're going to be suing, we're going to be appealing this, and we're going to implement mask mandates once again on planes. What happened? They couldn't do it. Why? Because they don't have the proof. They don't have the peer-reviewed documentation. They couldn't go up against it because there was nothing to show that masks actually worked. Because if they actually had that in their back pocket, they would have used it. Which tells you everything you need to know. Which tells you that this whole entire pandemic and them telling us to wear masks is all BS. And everything that Canada did, it was all BS. Now people are seeing the truth. Now people are starting to understand this. But it doesn't mean that Congress is going to stop. Doesn't mean that the deep state players are going to stop, because look what Nancy Pelosi is doing right now. She unilaterally extended her unconstitutional proxy voting scheme again due to COVID. Really? We're still using COVID right now to say that we're going to be doing proxy voting? This is absolutely ridiculous. And the people of Congress, they should revolt against her. Now, the other thing that's very interesting is we could see out in California, we need to watch New York City, and which we are doing, and California. We see out in California, Governor Gavin Newsom, he signed a law allowing illegal immigrants to obtain California identification cards. So California residents can now acquire a state ID regardless of immigration status under a law signed by Newsom. The bill's sponsors framed ID cards as a passport to economic, societal participation that allows individuals to access banking services, obtain government benefits, and acquire health care. But we know the real reason why they're trying to give, or they're now giving people ID cards, because they're going to try to sneak them in to vote. We know what the game is. We know what they're trying to do. The same thing that New York City was trying to do. The state of New York, they were trying to do the same exact thing. California's doing the same exact thing. They're on the same page. But remember, if we go back to 2008, Newsom said he was going to wipe out homelessness in 10 years. How is that working out? Actually, it's worse than ever. Now, the other thing that's very interesting is that the Department of Justice, they are investigating Smartmatic over allegations of bribery. This is not here in the United States. It's in the Philippines. So the Department of Justice is investigating the voting machine company for corruption out in the Philippines. Well, why don't we start investigating all the computer systems that were used in the election here to see if they're all on the up and up? Oh, they don't want to do that because that's their cheating system. And we can see that the people now understand how to override and overwhelm their system. And the people now understand that they can do this and win the election. And the deep state players, they can't do anything about it. And especially now with a lot of the laws that have changed, where there's voter ID, where now there is no drop boxes, there's no mail-in ballots. And actually, remember, Biden told us that COVID is over. I mean, even though Nancy Pelosi is still using proxy voting, didn't Biden say the pandemic was over? Well, even though the White House corrected him. But the pandemic never really existed the way they said it did. Yes, there might have been a tiny little virus that gave you a cold. And yes, those people that have compromised immune systems, it might have been deadly to them. But the everyday person, they weren't even affected. They had a 99.9x survival rate. The same thing with the flu. Actually, what happened to the flu numbers during COVID? Hey, did they use those numbers to push the case numbers and to push the death rate? Starting to seem that way, isn't it? Now, the other thing that's very interesting is we know that the deep state players, they're pushing the agenda that the MAGA people, the people that follow Trump, the patriots of this country, they are domestic terrorists, they're Nazis, and they're violent. And they are continually pushing this. It seems that hundreds of right-wing extremist Nazi members of the Proud Boys and Patriot Front all joined to protest the church's drag bingo event. And they made a really big deal about this. And if you notice, it's the Patriot Front group, it's the Proud Boys, and they're comparing them to Nazis. Actually, Hillary Clinton was out there talking about Trump's rally, saying, listen, there were rows of people and people were putting up their finger. It was almost like Nazi Germany. Now, remember, when these people talk about Nazis and they talk about all this, they're really talking about themselves and they're projecting this onto everyone else. And remember, this has been their whole entire agenda. And I do believe this is why Trump and the Patriots, this is why Trump now is pushing Q and continually putting out truths. So this way it builds and builds and builds. And I do believe he is trapping the deep state in their own agenda. Remember, for a very long time, they continually pushed that QAnon is violent. QAnon is a cult. Now we have Hillary Clinton out there saying that, ooh, Trump's people are no longer deplorables. Now they are Nazis. They act like Nazis. Everything that they're saying, what they're saying is exactly who they are. They're projecting it onto everyone else, just like they projected everything onto Trump that had to do with Russia, 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 impeachment hoax number one, number two, and everything that they were doing. They were the treasonous people, because now we know the truth. Now we know that the FBI was involved. Now we know the Department of Justice was involved. Now we know that Hillary Clinton paid for it. Now we know that the FBI paid Danchenko to lie about everything. Now people are starting to see the real SS, the real Nazis, the real criminals. And yes, as time goes on, this is all going to backfire on them. And it's getting harder and harder for them to keep this narrative because the people are learning the truth. The people are starting to see the truth of who the criminals really are. And as Durham continually puts out more documentation, convicts more people, and more indictments are unsealed, he's going to be building this case through truth, through facts, through documentation. And these people, they're going to be, let's talk about protecting our wealth. Everyone wants to buy crypto right now with the pullback of major platforms and low prices, but people don't know which platform to use. One by one, crypto trading platforms are declaring bankruptcy or getting hacked. Coinbase recently admitted that investors could lose all their coins if they go bankrupt. That's why security is my digital money number one priority. With my digital money, your funds are locked. Your money is not being used by us or anyone else. It's in a trust. It is held in cold storage in ex-military bunkers disconnected from the web, keeping your investments safe from hacks. Major cryptocurrencies are starting to recover, but haven't gone back to their all-time high. So if you're interested in investing, right now is a great buying opportunity. When it comes to your money, you deserve a company that respects and secure money the same way you do. Visit MyDigitalMoney.com and receive $50 sign-up bonus for qualified accounts. Terms apply, MyDigitalMoney.com. In trouble. They're going to feel pain every step of the way, and it's going to be very, very difficult for them to say, oh, Trump is the Russia collusion guy. Trump is the quid pro quo guy. Trump is a Nazi. See, this is going to become very difficult because now when people see the FBI where they're lying, where they went ahead and they raided Trump, even though he didn't do anything wrong. He was the president, or he still is the president of the United States, and he declassified, which is completely legal. Everything that they're doing right now is going to come back and boomerang on them because all they're doing is they're trying to cover up their crimes, and the cover-up always gets you. Now, what's very interesting is it seems that Dan Scavino, he put out two things. One was on Instagram. I do believe this was a story on Instagram and it said, don't quit. Now, the N and T and the Q U are kind of erased a little bit, and it says, do it. And Stormy Patriot Joe put this together and said, hey, that reminds me of post 244. This is December 1st, 2017. And it says, do it, Q, coincidence. So is Dan Scavino saying, do it? I do believe so. And then Dan Scavino put out another meme, and there's a picture of Trump next to the American flag, and it says, it's always good to be underestimated. And I do believe the deep state players completely underestimated Trump. Remember, Trump, he had to use irregular warfare. He couldn't go directly at them, just like the colonists couldn't go directly at the British Empire. What did they have to do? They had to think of a different strategy. It was guerrilla strategy, where they came out of the woods and they didn't hit them directly head on. Trump, yes, this process is slower. Yes, there's no bloodshed. Yes, there's no bullets. Yes, there's none of this. But Trump, he knew he needed to come at them in a completely different direction. And he needed to go slowly to wake the people up, because he knew the people needed to be on his side. The people needed to see the truth. And Trump, he was very patient. He was very calm. And they thought he was doing absolutely nothing, so they underestimated him. In the meanwhile, everything behind the scenes with devolution, putting everything into place where it didn't look like he was doing anything, he was doing a lot. Sometimes you don't see the plan. Sometimes you don't even know something is going on, because the person that is doing all of it with the military and everything else, part of the strategy is to make it seem like nothing is happening. But look, we have Durham, we have Weiss, we have the FBI exposed. We have the Department of Justice exposed. We have the criminal syndicate being replaced by real leaders that want to help the people across this world. That's what we're seeing now. Lisa May Crowley responded to this on Truth, responded to Dan Scavino, and she put out a quote from Sun Tzu, The Art of War. Remember, Trump wrote The Art of the Deal, which is like The Art of War. And this is the quote she put out. Be extremely subtle, even to the point of formlessness. Be extremely mysterious, even to the point of soundlessness. Thereby, you can be the director of the opponent's fate. What is Trump doing? I mean, really think about it. Trump continually tells everyone, listen, the economy is going to fall apart. The stock market is going to fall apart. We're going to have problems at the border. We're going to have problems in Afghanistan. We're going to have problems in Ukraine. We're going to have problems all over the place. He keeps telling people this. How does he know this? Because this is part of the plan. The military plus Trump, they laid it out. They knew, oh, if they go in this direction and they're not going in the direction we want, we move them in this direction. Everything was set up. They know the playbook of the deep state. They know that, hey, we put them behind schedule. We actually reversed a lot of the things that they wanted to do. And for them to get to where they needed to go, they were going to have to accelerate their plan. And as they accelerated the plan, they were going to show the entire world. And we can control this as we move forward and wake up a lot of people while we have everything in motion to bring down the old guard. That is what we are witnessing right now. And that reminds me of post 2296. This is September 28, 2018, and we're coming up on a four-year delta. If I go down below in this post, it says, these people are evil, sick, and stupid. You're watching, witnessing the systematic destruction of the old guard. Old guard with three arrows pointing to power to the people. So old guard being removed, pointing to power to the people. By the way, this is all caps. Then we have Red October. And I do believe as October approaches, which is not that far off, we're going to see a lot of things start to happen. I do believe Durham is going to be kicked into high gear here. I don't mean he's going to just rush out with all these indictments. I do believe we're going to see a lot more drips out there. It's going to put a lot of pressure on the deep state players. We're going to see the people, the majority, start to come together. We're going to see a lot of people vote for November. As we approach November, and we're going to see the deep state squirm, we're going to see the criminal syndicate panic, and they're not going to know what to do next. Now, remember, Trump, the Patriots, they have all this planned out, and the plan has been working from the very beginning. Think about all the people that have woken up. Think about the people now that see the agenda very, very clearly. Think about what's happening across the world. Think about all the different countries now that are replacing their leaders. And where there are still criminal syndicate leaders, think about the people now rising up and having protests and saying enough is enough. I do believe this is going to continue to spread, and this is going to get worse and worse for the deep state players. This is how you take back the entire system. You expose it and you get the people on your side. And that takes time. And yes, in the end, once the people bring in the people that are going to benefit them, that are going to work with we the people, what can you do to the criminal syndicate? Yes, you can bring charges. You can arrest. You can do all of these things. And it doesn't mean the deep state players aren't going to fight back. We know they are. But we know there are countermeasures in place. We know that they don't want the truth out there. We know that they're trying to protect their system. Trump is trying to expose their system. And they're going to fight back to the very, very end. But I do believe that Trump and the Patriots, they have countermeasures in place. And everything that they try is going to backfire on them. And as it backfires, the people are going to see their true agenda. And as the people see their true agenda, the people start to understand who the criminal syndicate is. And the people reject them. And I do believe that's exactly what we're going to see. And I do believe we're going to see a lot more of the show, and it's going to get harder and harder for the deep state. And every time they make a move, which they react to, that doesn't mean they're in control. It means they're fighting back, trying to stop everything that is happening. But can they stop it? No, nothing can stop this. Nothing. Listen, everyone, thanks a lot for listening. Be well, be safe, and especially be prepared. Thanks a lot. Let's talk about protecting our wealth. Everyone wants to buy crypto right now with the pullback of major platforms and low prices, but people don't know which platform to use. One by one, crypto trading platforms are declaring bankruptcy or getting hacked. Coinbase recently admitted that investors could lose all their coins if they go bankrupt. That's why security is my digital money number one priority. With my digital money, your funds are locked. Your money is not being used by us or anyone else. It's in a trust. It is held in cold storage in ex-military bunkers disconnected from the web, keeping your investments safe from hacks. Major cryptocurrencies are starting to recover, but haven't gone back to their all-time high. So if you're interested in investing, right now is a great buying opportunity. When it comes to your money, you deserve a company that will respect and secure money the same way you do. Visit MyDigitalMoney.com and receive $50 sign-up bonus for a qualified account. Terms apply, MyDigitalMoney.com. Let's talk about being prepared. Friends, the entire world is experiencing food shortages. Supply chain breakdowns continue to have a domino effect on everything, especially food production. Farmers can't plant as many crops now because of fertilizer shortages, forced regulations, and high fuel prices. This will cause more painful food shortages when we run out of food we're eating now. Food takes time to grow, so when farmers don't plant, months later, we don't eat. That's why we need to prepare for an increasing number of food shortages. And the best way is to invest in Ready Hour emergency food from My Patriot Supply. It's a perfect hedge against skyrocketing prices and shortages. Right now, save $50 on a four-week food kit from My Patriot Supply. Go to preparewithx22.com and get your $50 savings on four-week emergency food kits that average over 2,000 calories per day. That's preparewithx22.com. Those who know what's coming are getting prepared now. Shouldn't you? Go to preparewithx22.com. Let's talk about our health. Have you ever wondered why we visibly age? A big factor is a protein called collagen, or should I say the lack of? Pay close attention. Many studies have discovered that our collagen levels decrease 10% every decade. Think of collagen as the glue that holds us together. The less you have, the more visible your signs of aging you may see. You don't know it yet, but in the next 30 seconds, you're going to learn how to help reduce those visible signs of aging. The secret is using collagen, and it's the closest thing to the fountain of youth I've found. This amazing product helps rejuvenate your skin from the inside out by supplying it with five specific types of collagen your body desperately needs. With it, you'll help restore your skin's elasticity while reducing the appearance of wrinkles. It has already helped thousands of satisfied customers. Stop and ask yourself, where will you be in 1 year if you don't start taking collagen now? Try it risk-free for 60 days simply by going to healthwithx22.com. This is time-sensitive, so hurry. After entering your details, you'll receive yours delivered right to your doorstep in just a few short days. Let's talk about protecting your wealth. Noble Gold CEO Colin Plume thinks quantitative tightening is setting up the stage for a gold rally. In his interview with the National Desk, Plume said the tightening is pushing the dollar up. However, he predicts that by next year, the Fed will print money again to restart economic activities. If you're thinking of gold and silver right now, Noble Gold is giving a free 1/10 ounce gold American Eagle coin with every eligible IRA and 401k in September. You can't go wrong with Noble Gold. Call the team now at 877-646-5347. That is 877-646-5347. 877-207-2877 or visit noblegoldinvestments.com. Let's talk about our health. Are you among the diet resistant? We've been told forever that diet and exercise are the keys to weight loss, but that doesn't work for everybody, especially after we reach the ages of 35 to 50, where any expert will agree that weight loss becomes much harder. You don't know it yet, but in the next 30 seconds, you're going to learn how to help skyrocket energy levels, boost your metabolism, and help reach your weight loss goals quicker. Now listen closely. The secret is elevating your ketone levels with an amazing new keto powder. It boosts your metabolism, helping make your weight management efforts easier than ever. To further reinforce the fact, it has thousands of satisfied customers. Stop and ask yourself how you'll look in 1 year if you don't start taking this amazing keto powder right now. Try it today risk-free for 60 days simply by going to ketowithx22.com. This is time-sensitive, so hurry. After entering your details, you'll receive your bag delivered to your doorstep in a few short days.